Cap and Company.
Follow us on the gram at Cap and Co. And ESPN_Chicago.
Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Let's do it. Ready to go. Rock and roll. I'm David Kaplan. This is Cap and Company ESPN 1000. Chris Black, Eric Ostrowski in for Danny. He's off today. He'll be back on Monday. We are ready to go. Jimmy Graham meets the media. And then Major League Baseball and the Players Association get a deal done to deal with what's going on and when we may or may not have a season. So a lot to get to. Phone lines open, 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Gentlemen, everybody healthy, safe, everything's okay, right? We're ready to go? We're good?
Yeah, ready to talk football, Cap.
There we go. So Jimmy Graham met the media yesterday, did a teleconference. And look, when that crossed last week that the Bears had given him $16 million over 2 years, but only nine of it guaranteed, but still a lot, $9 million guaranteed dollars, there was, understandably, media fans going, what are you doing? What are you doing? Well, Jimmy Graham is not somebody who has his head buried in the sand, because after listening to him yesterday, it's obvious he also knows what people are saying. And here is Jimmy Graham yesterday. And I want your thoughts, what you thought of it. Here's Jimmy Graham. Why'd you pick Chicago?
You know, as I was going through this process and trying to figure out, you know, where I wanted to make my next move and to make my next opportunity, you know, the conversations that I had with Coach and with Ryan Pace and, you know, how they use their tight end and what they already have, you know, their defense, the organization, the teammates, how they run everything. I mean, for me, it just seemed like the perfect fit. And really, my conversations with Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace were you know, just above and beyond.
So, why he picked Chicago? Interesting. He had a number of lengthy phone calls with Matt Nagy. He and Ryan have history from his times in New Orleans. He is a guy that stays healthy, with the exception of a patella injury in 2015. This guy plays every week. He shows up and he tries to do his job. Now, we can debate, has his speed decreased? Has his reliability decreased? He played with three of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the sport, whether that was Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and his productivity has been decreasing steadily. So why should we believe coming here to play with Mitchell Trubisky or Nick Foles, for that matter, he's going to get back to the level that he needs to be at? Now, Chris and I were having this debate with Eric this morning, and I said, well, there are people who believe that the Matt LaFleur offense doesn't utilize the tight end as much as Matt Nagy's system might. And so perhaps Jimmy Graham will have a resurgence here for that very reason. Can't tell you I believe that. It has to be proven to me. But here's Jimmy when asked about the Bears' offensive system, what he likes about it.
For me, it really, you know, it's just like Kansas City's offense, and this is the closest I've gotten to being an offense that, you know, back when I was with New Orleans. You know, for me, you know, moving forward, you know, it was about looking at, you know, what teams were put in place or what teams had in place a great defense, you know, because, you know, you can't win deep in the playoffs without a good defense. And then the right system for myself. You know, that was kind of the biggest draw for me was, you know, a coach and a system that, you know, use a tight end the way that, the way that I know how to be used. So, you know, for me, and all the conversations I had with Coach, you know, it just made sense to me, you know, to be able to use matchups and to use a tight end down the field, you know, it's just very attractive. And, you know, because me, you know, I mean, that's what I am. You know, I'm that matchup problem. So, you know, for me to get back to that and get back to running down the field and get back to scoring touchdowns and, you know, helping the team push towards the playoffs, that's what I care about.
So he knows that people are questioning him. Now, do we in this town, Chris, Eric, do we in this town put too much into what is said at press conferences?
I don't know if it's a this town thing. I think fans just kind of hang on those words because as a fan, that's all we have is someone in front of a podium telling us what they think.
What do you think, Chris?
What's your question? Do people put too much into press conferences?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Do you really think, does it matter what he says now? It doesn't matter to me. I've seen him play over the course of the last 5 years. I, as a Chicago Bears fan, when watching the Bears play the Packers, was not fearful of Jimmy Graham going down the middle. He was not someone I was concerned about as a Bears fan. Therefore, I am not thinking this is just pie in the sky and this guy is showing up like it's 2014. Look at the numbers. He has not been a legitimate top tight end in the NFL in quite some time. So, like, I don't, it's nice that he is aware. It's nice that he wants to be in this system. It's nice that he would like to accomplish all these different things and get back to what he's at. But I don't put a whole lot into what he's saying. I've seen him play football.
Yeah,
and that's what's important. I don't care what he says.
Okay, not just, though, this one. Do we rely too much on what's said at press conferences, just in general?
But who's we?
The fan base, the media. I think we do. I think at times, oh boy, did you hear what that guy said? Oh man, that we're ready, man. Let's go. You hear that guy? Chris Bryant's ready to run through a wall for David Ross. Here we go. We got to get that nasty Joe Madden out of here. Here we go.
I'm not sold on that.
You might not be, but I think there are a majority of people that put too much into what is said at a press conference.
I think people weigh what they see during games way more than what people are saying in press conferences.
Yeah, at times, but there are times where...
Like, I get it. You just brought up Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant was saying all the right things. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you've been hurt the last 2 years.
But here's my question. To counterbalance that, when was he saying all the wrong things? What was his performance when he was saying all the wrong things?
Did he ever say all the wrong things?
That's my point.
Right.
So he always says all the right things. Therefore, what does that really matter? He's had down seasons. He's had MVP seasons. But he's always saying things that are the right things. It doesn't seem to have any correlation to how the production on the field goes.
But it's like when a coach gets hired and he's, hey, man, here's what we're... Beat Green Bay. That's the first thing on our list. We got to beat those nasty Packers twice.
Right. So, like,
okay, that's our guy. Let's go.
People were up in arms about Ryan Pace's comments on Mitch Trubisky saying that he's got confidence in his accuracy and that type of stuff. So that's taken, and clearly he didn't believe that because he tried everything he could to find a new quarterback in this offseason. So that would be an instance of us media and us fans taking a press conference comment too seriously.
Right. Where he said, Mitch is our starter. Okay, I promise you, you're going to go out. We said that on the, you're going to go out and you're going to get another quarterback. It's just a fact. And he did. He went and got Nick Foles, and they'll battle. So let's go to the phones. 312-332-3776. Yaz is in Palos Park. He's first. What's up, Yaz?
Hey, my man, Cap. How you doing, man?
How you doing, kid?
Good, man. So I just wanted to call and talk about, you know, I know you guys are having a Bears discussion, but I'm a healthcare worker. I work in an emergency room. I'm an ER nurse. And things are getting bad. You know, we've seen 13 positive patients last night coming through our ER. And I work at a small community hospital on the east side.
God bless
you. And it's, you know, I thought it wasn't going to get this bad, but I mean, by the day, it's getting worse and worse. And, you know, it's getting to the point now where almost every room we walk into, as the doctors, the nurses, the therapists, you know, we have to gown up and mask up almost into every room we walk into, because we don't know if, you know, these people or these patients that are coming in, you know, have this virus. So, you know, they tell us to, you know, beware and just, you know, stay cautious and, you know, protect yourself. And last night, man, we got 13 positives back. A few of them had to be put on breathing machines and ventilators. And, you know, it's to the point now where we can only wear one mask, you know, the whole shift. And I don't want to take up too much of you guys' time, but I live about 45 minutes away from work, and mm-hmm. you guys are the first thing that I listen to going home and coming back. You know, I listen to the podcast because I work overnight. I work 7 to 7, and about, you know, you guys just keep my mind sane. You guys are awesome. Cap, you're the man, you know, and tell Danny and then Chris to take it easy on you, all right? You guys have a great day.
I will, and yes, God bless you, and thank you for being on the front lines. And when all this is done, man, we've got to get, like, have a great listener event, and you got to be there.
Yes, sir. You got it, my man. You guys have a great day, okay?
All right, stay safe, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Wow, some amazing comments. I mean, think about what everyone is going through. And there's a guy right on the front lines like many others. Let's go back to the phones. Bob's in Arlington Heights. 312-332-3776. Roberto, what's up, Sparky?
Hi, guys. What a great country. Here's a man saving lives. We're talking about Jimmy Graham. I think Jimmy Graham came to Chicago because they offered him the most money. I hate to be cynical. I don't care what he says at a press conference. All these guys say the right thing. Many of them say the right thing. I'd like to see if any other team offered him anywhere near that kind of money.
Yeah, I guess we'll never really know. I get it. I understand where you're coming from. We were all like, what are you doing spending that kind of money? Look, maybe he had 5 offers at that number and he picked this. I don't know that. But I get your cynicism. I understand it 100%. Hey, man, have a good day. Stay safe out there. Stay healthy. 312-332-3776. We'll hear more from Jimmy Graham. I would love to get your thoughts after you heard him. Do press conferences color reality? Perception is reality. That's unfortunate in many cases. Perception becomes reality. So I'd love your thoughts. 312-332-3776. Steve Stone joins us at 10 o'clock from Arizona to talk baseball. Dr. Jim Phillips from Northwestern at 11 o'clock. And today is Carry Out Friday. Patronize your local restaurants. I'm doing Carry Out today. 312-332-3776. This is ESPN.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Stream ESPN 1000 easily on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
You're listening to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000.
Rolling on ESPN 1000. Chris Black, Eric Ostrowski. I'm David Kaplan. Again, Steve Stone at 10, Jim Phillips at 11, and it's Carry Out Friday. Please, please do what you can. If you can do it, patronize a local restaurant. I'm even picking up food for my ex-wife and her husband. Yes. Chris, that's big progress, man. That's a big step.
Was that an alimony thing or no?
No.
Well, then good for you.
It's just they've been self-quarantined because he wasn't feeling well, and I called there yesterday to get something for Brett, and I said to my ex-wife, what do you and your husband want? I'll bring you food. She's like, really? I'm like, yes.
So you drop it off and then leave it outside? And
yeah,
then
I'll put it right at the door. Contactless delivery.
Just making sure.
Yeah, because they're on a 14-day self-quarantine, and today is day 8. So I don't have to see her. I just have to bring her food.
There you go. That's all you have to do.
Anyway, to the phones we go. Ken is in Glen Ellen. Kenneth,
hey guys.
What's up, kid?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks again for getting us through the week. I've been a first responder for almost 3 decades, and I'll tell you what, at times like this, you really get to appreciate, I'm not going to call it the little things, but the important things that really catch hold of you.
Tell me what you do. What do you do?
I work for, I'm a lieutenant for a sheriff's office. I don't want to give you the name because I don't want my boss saying, hey, what are you doing calling? Get to work.
God bless you, though. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, you're too kind. Real quick, I know you guys were talking about Jimmy Graham, and I don't really want to go ahead and dump on the guy, but it's kind of not hard to. I mean, you know, I'm a little bit worried about him because he's had arguably three Hall of Fame quarterbacks thrown to him his whole career, and now he's coming to us, so that's going to be an experiment in itself. But the question I had for you guys is, you think in our free agency right now, do you think we've, you know, plug and played enough that you think when the draft comes along, we can draft for talent and, you know, instead of basically a desperation need, kind of like shifting the paradigm for the way the Bears have been drafting, getting the most talented person that comes to them instead of like filling a spot, hoping and praying that they work.
See, the best teams that I have had a chance to either cover or executives I've had a chance to talk to say, no matter what your situation is, when you are in the draft room, you look up at that board and you go, who's the highest rated guy on the board? He said, now, if it's splitting hairs, you could go, I could go that way or that way. Okay. He goes, I understand you try and fill a need. But he said, if you're picking number, pick the number, 43, where the Bears are, and you look at that board and you go, it's not close. The best player on the board is that safety. He said, we may not need a safety, but you got to take the best guy on the board or you will screw yourself every time.
There you go. Okay.
So hopefully they do that.
All right. Hope they take your sage advice. Appreciate what you guys do. Thanks.
Ken, God bless you. Stay safe, okay, man?
All righty. Take care.
See ya. There you go. There's a first responder. We get a bunch of them, man. I love it. We hear from Derek in Brooklyn. I'm sure he'll call today. 312-332-3776. Jose is listening online on our brand new app, which you can download at the Google Play Store or at the iTunes App Store. It is the ESPN Chicago app. It's instant on and it's awesome. Or you could say to your Google smart speaker, I have an Alexa. Hey, Alexa, play ESPN Chicago. Let's go back to the phones. Jose, what's going on, man?
Hey, Cap, thank you for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate you.
So I was actually just calling to kind of piggyback off of what the caller right before said, that if Jimmy Graham's worked with so many good quarterbacks, and what makes us think that Mitch can take him to that old Jimmy Graham level of the Saints, considering last year in Green Bay they were decimated by injuries in the wide receiver position?
It's a very valid question. Now, Jimmy Graham, if he was sitting here, would say, that's fine. I understand everyone's doubting me. Trust me, I'm not a guy you're going to doubt after it's over. That's his take on it. But until he proves it, I think we have every right to doubt him, right?
Right, right. And then my second part to this was kind of Ryan Pace. It just seems like he values the older guys. Like, for example, we had Nick Kwiatkowski, who did great. He's about 26 years old. We could have easily let Trevathan go, kept Nick Kwiatkowski, and we gave him pretty much the Raiders gave him about the same deal. Is Ryan Pace playing for the future?
No, he's playing to try and win right now, and I personally would have signed Danny Trevathan over Kwiatkowski.
Okay. No, that's great. Thank you. I appreciate your time today, Cap.
Have a good day. Stay safe. We'll see you. It's Jose down at San Antonio. 312-332-3776.
Cap, let me ask you this question before we get to more Jimmy Graham. Mm-hmm. I want you to think about this for a second. So we'll play the Jimmy Graham, but I want you to think about this. What do you think realistic expectations for Jimmy Graham will be? After you play the Jimmy Graham sound, mm-hmm. I'll give you some numbers. I want you to tell me what you think realistic expectations for this season will be.
Okay, here is Jimmy Graham. I got two I want to play for you. The vision the Bears sold you on.
You know, for me, obviously I played against them for the last 2 years. And, you know, if you go back to 2 years ago, you know, when they were, you know, I mean, I remember going up there and then I think come to us, I mean, absolute battles. And to, you know, see obviously a team coming off a season that was disappointing. I see a team that's hungry. You know, I mean, I see a team that 2 years ago had a ton of success, last year had a bunch of injuries and fell short. And now coming off of that, you know, you have a team that's that's hungry to win, hungry to improve, and hungry to get back to the playoffs and make a chance at a ring. You know, that's what that's what was so attractive to me, was what I saw from the outside. You know, I know how hard they play, and I know how much fun they have together. And, you know, to see that from the other side, and now, you know, to have the opportunity to go play with that, a team that is hungry and that, you know, everyone's going to put their head down and just work. You know, that's what I'm about. That's what I've always been about. And so to be a part of that, you know, I'm very excited.
All right, that was the vision. And then here's his relationship with Bears general manager Ryan Pace. They go back to New Orleans.
Ryan Pace was a part of bringing me into New Orleans and drafting me. You know, obviously back then, I guess on a lot of guys' boards, I was the 2010 don't touch this guy draft pick, you know, because obviously coming from the basketball court, a lot of people didn't believe in me and didn't think that I could do it. And Ryan Pace was a part of that belief and a part of me bringing me into New Orleans. You know, to me, that connection, you know, I mean, throughout my career, every time I played against them and every time I've seen them, we've always had conversations and, you know, just about the good old days and about being back in New Orleans. So, you know, for me, just that connection and I know that he knows who I am and what I am and the ability that I still do have. And, you know, I'm the type of person, you know, I'm excited to play for Ryan Pace. You know, I'm excited to, you know, to be his player again and to give him everything that I have. You know, I'm gonna battle each and every game and to have the belief, you know, obviously from top down in yourself in the right system. You know, for me is just a dream come true and an opportunity that I couldn't pass up. You know, the opportunity to go back and play for Ryan Pace and to prove my worth. You know, throughout the NFL, you know, I mean, I'm hungrier than ever, you know, to be the person I am and to be the player I know I could be. And, you know, to go to the NFC Championship, and to be so close to the Super Bowl, you know, just left a extremely bad taste in my mouth, you know, obviously, and, you know, obviously pick a team that's hungry, and wanting that only, is what I'm excited about.
So, interesting comments, his relationship with Ryan Pace. I would just love to know how many other teams called.
Yeah, that's a fair question to ask. I think in your situation, you would hope that the answer would be 10 teams. 10 teams called and needed the services for Jimmy Graham, and Ryan Pace was able to secure the free agent because of the past relationship. I hope the answer is not zero teams, and Jimmy Graham and Ryan Pace have a past relationship, and that is why Ryan Pace was the only one interested in Jimmy Graham. You're hoping for more than less, right?
Correct. I'm hoping that, I'm not saying 10, but I would hope, yeah, there were 4 or 5 teams that made offers. They were all in the same ballpark, and he picked the Bears.
Right, because it's nice to hear the players say, I have a past relationship with the GM, therefore this was where I felt comfortable. Mm-hmm. You hope that it wasn't on the GM's side. I had a bias because I previously had this player and he was great in 2014 with my previous team, and that's why he was the target for me in free agency.
Yeah, multiple players.
Hopefully it wasn't, right?
Multiple players in that room have told me of their relationship with Ryan, and I have no idea what the relationship was like with Phil Emery. I know they all had good relationship with Jerry Angelo. So, look, if a guy's signing your checks, you usually have a pretty good relationship.
Let me give you numbers coming up next on what realistic expectations will be for Jimmy Graham.
All right, you ask me and I'll tell you if they're realistic, okay? And don't forget, today is Carryout Friday. You find a restaurant, lunch, dinner. If you can afford to do it, please support our local bars, our local restaurants. They're all doing contactless deliveries and carryouts where they'll come out with gloves and hand you your food. They need our help. This whole industry, there's a lot of industry struggling. This is one I can help with right here. Please. I'm going to bring in food. I hope you can too. 312-332-3776. By the way, Chris, I got to tell you what I cooked last night. I was like freaking Emeril Lagasse last night.
Pepper chicken this time?
Nope. It was not. I went to Boston Fish Market. Oh, dude, I put a feast together.
Lemon shrimp?
We'll talk about it and get your calls coming up next.
Cap. This is Cap and Company on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at the Capman on Twitter.
All right, rolling on. ESPN 1000 phone line's hopping. Chris is going to challenge me with some predicted stats or possible stats for Jimmy Graham. Just got to tell you, Chris, last night my wife's been cranking away at work. So I went over to this place called the Boston Fish Market. Saw my guy Danny. I bought a piece of ahi tuna. I bought some Key West pink shrimp. I marinated it in hot pepper olive oil. I then cooked it up. I took a whole avocado, I sliced it up, and then I did Brussels sprouts, cauliflower rice, and broccoli, and I made protein bowls.
That's nice.
And I think that's something I probably have invented. I've never heard anyone doing a protein bowl before.
Okay, fair enough. There's only a...
I invented lemon chicken this
only
week.
Only the protein bar across the street.
Like directly below you.
Right next to Starbucks that you
on
go
Lake
to every
street.
Day.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, you're right.
Oh, really?
You're close.
I didn't know they did that.
And to be honest, it sounds a lot like the recipe you used for the chicken outside of no lemon.
I used lemon. I had fresh lemons, lemon olive oil.
Right.
Some black pepper and a little sea salt.
Because the hot pepper olive oil is always your go-to.
It sounds good. It's delicious.
Now, the question I have on the shrimps that you have there, you had a specific shrimp you had?
A Key West pink shrimp.
Now that you couldn't have any good old-fashioned shrimp. You had to have the Key West pink?
Yes, because they're very small. They're great in like a stir fry.
Okay. No butterflying your shrimp?
No. Those are like a jumbo. This is little.
Well, couldn't you butterfly any shrimp?
I guess you could, absolutely. I just chose to use the Key West pink.
Right. Okay.
It's on sale. But it was delicious.
All right. All good. Okay, so some numbers here. The way I look at this, Cap, is Jimmy Graham doesn't have to show up for the Bears and be the best tight end in the league, nor does he necessarily have to be the 10th best. He just has to be more productive than what we've seen, right?
It's a low bar, man.
Well, of course it's a low bar, but we need something, right? Some productivity. So let me give you some numbers. You tell me if these numbers are realistic for him to get to. 50 catches.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
600 yards.
Yes.
5 touchdowns.
Yes.
Okay, so you're saying yes to all three.
Yes.
50 catches, 600 yards, 5 touchdowns. So if we go to Jimmy Graham's numbers... over the course of the last 3 seasons.
Yeah, and before you say those, I want to look up Travis. Who's the best tight end in the league now? Travis Kelce, right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, let's see what Travis Kelce in the same offense. Now, albeit he's not playing with Mitchell Trubisky or Nick Foles, Travis Kelce had 97 catches.
Okay.
1,229 yards, 5 touchdowns.
Okay. And I think this is cute. I like what you did there. You threw that in there because you're trying to suggest that Jimmy Graham has that ability and level of productivity that he could do. When really, you already know where I'm going to get to with this. So you tried to jump my point to throw in there Kelce.
And by the way, right. Kelce the year before, 103, 13, 36, and 10 tutties.
At no point are Jimmy Graham and Travis Kelce comparable. I'm sorry. They just aren't. So if we look at Jimmy Graham, the 50 receptions over the course of the last 3 seasons, Jimmy Graham has done that 2 of 3 years. With the Packers in 18 and the Seahawks in 17, he had 57 and 55 receptions. Mm-hmm. Last year, he had 38. Mm-hmm. So you're right. Yes, you said yes, 2 of 3 years. I would say, yeah, it's realistic that he could get to 50 receptions. 600 yards, you said yes, it's realistic. In the last 3 seasons... Jimmy Graham has only gone over 600 yards once out of the last 3 seasons. And that was in 2018 with the Green Bay Packers. In 2017, he had 520. And last year with the Packers, he had 447. So I would say it's not very realistic that he's going to go over 600 yards. You say yes, I'd say no based on only one of the last three that he has. Mm-hmm. The final number, 5 touchdowns. You said yes, realistic. In the last 3 years, Jimmy Graham has only gone over 5 touchdowns once. And that was in 2017. He had 10 touchdowns. In 18, he had 2. And last season, he had 3 for the Green Bay Packers. So I would answer no, not very likely to go over the 5 touchdowns that we set for this bar. Now, here's the key, though. So you say it's very likely. I've now pointed out that 2 of those options, 600 yards, 5 touchdowns, the stats show us probably not as likely as we would think because it's only happened in the last 3 years at a 33% clip, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem with this is let's look back in this offense. You went to Travis Kelce. I will give you numbers from a tight end who was in this Bears offense who was somewhat healthy for most of the season. If we go to 2018, Trey Burton, his numbers were 54 receptions, 569 yards, 6 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. So being somewhat healthy, he hit 2 of the 3 benchmarks that we're talking about. And the point is, doesn't Jimmy Graham just have to be as productive as Trey Burton in 2018, if not a little bit more productive than what we saw at Trey Burton?
Yes.
Not comparing him to Travis Kelce, but comparing him to Trey Burton in 2018, and the numbers would show that a tight end who was healthy in this offense was able to get over the 50 receptions, get close to 600 yards, get to and over the 5 touchdowns that we set.
Yeah, and again, I would say to you, look, I'm not a fool. I understand he said Breeze, Russell Wilson, and Aaron Rodgers. It's only 3 quarterbacks have ever thrown a pass to him in his career. I get it, who he's coming in to play with. I get it. However, you also have a team starved for production at the tight end. Green Bay and Seattle don't use the tight end to the degree that the Bears offense would like to. Now, can they? Is he that guy? We're going to find out. He says he's running better now than he has in a long time. He had a stem cell transplant done in Europe after he tore the patellar. And he says he's healthy. He is ready to go. He is working extremely hard. And he has a lot to prove. He goes, I know people are doubting me. I'm ready for it.
Right, and last season, if you compare his receptions across all of the tight ends in the NFL, he was 20th, right? So we're looking at, hopefully, the production between Trey Burton and Jimmy Graham could get us somewhere into the middle of the pack situation with tight ends in the NFL. I don't think any Bears fan is really expecting top 5, maybe not even top 10, but hopefully he can give you that production we saw from Burton in 2018.
All right, we'll go back to these calls. Let's see. Lionel is in Evanston. Hey, Lionel, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, nothing much, Kappa, man. How you doing, baby?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm great. I'm still pissed at Pace for the 2017 draft, but we'll get past that. The one thing that really pisses me off about Pace, too, is he lets go of his first-round picks without developing them or getting something back for them. But let's go to Jimmy Graham. Instead of going for Jimmy Graham, the Bears should have gone for Hayden Hurst out of Baltimore. It only took a second round pick, I believe, for Atlanta to get him. Now, Hayden Hurst, if you look at his 2019 numbers compared to Jimmy Graham's 2019 numbers, they're very comparable.
Mm-hmm.
2, Hayden Hurst was also the third tight end in that offense. And I also believe Hayden Hurst was a first round pick. They should have gone for Hayden Hurst, and they would have still had more money to go ahead and shore up some moves on the offense, which they really haven't touched yet, aside from Foles and I think an offensive lineman or two that they signed, the offensive lineman from the Seahawks. So they would have more money, and they should have waited on Foles, because I believe Jacksonville might have released him because he couldn't beat out Minshew. And he had too much money on his
first books. First of all, I'll tell you this. Eric DaCosta, the GM in Baltimore, just did a podcast and said they worked with Hayden's agent. He wanted to go to Atlanta.
So that,
talking.
So that was one. And they worked together to put the trade together. Hurst and a four for a second and a fifth. The Bears were not in position to give up that type of draft capital. No chance.
True.
No chance.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
So, yeah, Eric DaCosta, and they, in fact, the Ravens just tweeted it out. He said, Hayden was anxious to show the world what he can do, and I understand that. He wanted more playing time. You have to weigh those decisions, and he describes how he worked with the agent to make that trade happen. So, there you go,
kid. It hurts my heart because that guy's a beast.
He's a good player. Beast. He was actually a Major League Baseball pitcher in the Pirates system first.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
he did.
He stopped throwing strikes. Appreciate the call, Lionel. Stay safe, buddy. 312-332-3776. ESPN Chicago and the Illinois broadcasters are uniting against hunger. Eight food banks in Illinois are responding to the critical need for food caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Your gift will be processed by the Greater Chicago Food Depository and the Northern Illinois Food Bank. You could donate without leaving your home. Go to feedingillinois.org/unite or text FEEDIL, F-E-E-D-I-L, FEEDIL to 91999. Your generous gift will help make sure families in our communities have enough to eat. And use FEEDIL hashtag for social posts. More of your calls. Brian will start us, 312-332-3776. Steve Stone at 10. Be right back.
Sports talk while you're on the clock. Cap and Company.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Rolling on a carryout Friday. Patronize your local pubs and restaurants and get delivery and contactless deliveries are all over the place. So, and our great sponsors at Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Cooling remind if you have a heating or a cooling need, they are very mindful. They are taking extra precautions, but they are open to take care of any problems you have with your heating, air conditioning systems as this goes on. Four Seasons. For all the right reasons, Four Seasons. 312-332-3776. Brian's in Lyle. Hey, Brian,
hey,
what's up, man?
Hey, not much. How's it going, guys?
All's good. What's going on?
I have two questions for you guys. Number one, if the Bears season doesn't work out the way we all hope, what's the chances of Ryan Pace being let go? Because I'm tired of him. I'm tired of his drafting and his free agent signings. And number two, how many tight ends do they plan on carrying on the roster?
I would imagine four, probably.
And why is Adam Shaheen still on the roster? Isn't he a bust
by now? Whoa. Hold on. You have no cap saving by releasing him. What do you gain by releasing him instead of at least bring him to camp? And if it doesn't work out, then you cut him. Do you just want a sacrificial lamb thrown on the fire? Is that what you want?
No. Just maybe free up a spot for someone that could be a better option, perhaps?
There are no better options out there because there's not many tight ends out there. Now, they may draft a tight end.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, and when they break camp, if Adam Shaheen is still a bust at the end of this training camp, he will not be here. And if they don't have a really good season, Ryan probably won't be here, and he'll tell you, I had 5 years, it didn't work out, it is what it is. But, again, he's put together maybe the best defense in the National Football League. So let's hope that the offensive side follows with him. All right?
I'm hoping so, too. Thanks, guys. All right. Appreciate it.
See you, kid. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Let's go to Curtis. Curtis calls all the time. Hey, Curtis, what's up, man?
Good morning, Cap. It is a pleasure to talk to you again.
You too.
We're going through a stay-at-home order now in Minnesota. They just issued it today. So I'm at home listening to you, man.
I appreciate you, man. You're the best. What's on your mind?
So here's the thing. As I said before, we need to average 26 points a game this coming season with the schedule that's coming out for the coming season. So I looked, and I want you to go and look three receivers. What three receivers in the draft right now do you see that the Bears, that if the Bears pick them, and it'll say like, whoa, here we go, because we can complement this receiver with Allen Robinson. What three receivers in the draft right now do you think?
Well, I don't have the draft list in front of me. I mean, I'd love to get Jerry Jeudy, but he's going to be long gone before the Bears ever pick, and they don't have the capital to trade up to get a guy like that. I just need a speed receiver opposite a guy like Allen Robinson, somebody who could stretch a defense, and then Anthony Miller in year three hopefully is healthy and should be a really good football player. And then is Riley Ridley or Javon Wims ready to take the next step? They need to add one more guy to that wide receiver room that's got wheels.
But have you seen anyone during the college, like this past college, in this past college season, say, hey, this guy I like that for the Bears to pick?
I'd have to go back and look at the list. I can't tell you off the top of my head. I can't. I'm not going to just try and guess. But I will look, and I will share that with you later, okay?
All right, I'll be listening.
All right, see you, kid. Stay safe. 312-332-3776. Let's go. UPS Joe. Joe, what's up, man?
What's happening, Cappy?
How you doing, buddy?
All good. Now, with all the negativity going on in this world, I'm going to be, and I always am, an optimist. We need more optimists out there instead of pessimists. This is our roster. Let's go forward with it, Cap. Love you, pal, every day.
Stay positive, kid.
Always.
You're the best. See you later. There you go. UPS Joey calls all the time. And we are going to talk baseball with Steve Stone in 5 minutes. Looking forward to talking with him, getting his thoughts on how long would a spring training take when you heat up a pitcher and you get them ready to the point where Dylan Cease, I watched, throw five innings when Danny and I were at spring training, and John Lester, I think, had gone four innings, and then you shut it down. I mean, you can go throw in a park against a wall all you want, but there's not really opportunities to go throw right now. So what does that do to a pitcher? Is it better for a veteran who knows how to pitch through that? Is it better for a young guy because his muscles haven't been used as much? I don't know. I think these are all legitimate questions. So if you have a question for Stoney, shoot me a tweet at the Catman.
Hey, Cap. So Tony tweets us, and he says this. Coming from a Packer fan, Jimmy Graham said all the same things before last season and wasn't fast. He wasn't a mismatch anymore at this point of his career. He also doesn't make the contested catch anymore. Packers are in tight end. They are thin at tight end, and they released him. That should say plenty. So that's from a Packer fan's perspective on the player who used to be there, who the Packers didn't chase.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely no doubt about it that we all had questions when they signed him. They did. But we'll see how this all shakes out. We don't know when we're going to have a training camp. That's the other thing. Are we going to have a training camp in late July? There's talk they may not start a training camp till September. It'd be abbreviated and let's go, let's play. We have no idea what our future is yet with this, but they will have the draft coming up here. I think it's, what, April 23 we start, Chris? So we got April 23, the draft starts, and it'll all be done without the pomp and circumstance, all done online, and, you know, each team making their picks from their facilities and not having reps there and all of it. So it'll be different, but it'll still be football. 312-332-3776. Steve Stone in exactly 2 minutes.